Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
Palladium is a rare precious metal, one of the six platinum group metals, or PGMs. Its very name conjures up exotic images of a glistening space-age metal with a price tag that matches its scarcity. Its lustrous sheen has historically made it a popular choice for wedding bands and other jewelry. Plus, it is a feathery light material, wears well, is highly ductile, and doesn't degrade like other precious metals. Its other uses include fuel cell technology, dental, chemical, and electronic applications. But it's the automotive industry, catalytic converters specifically, that dominates its usage. PGMs work to scrub a number of toxic gases from automobile exhaust. These converters, and by extension, platinum group metals, are mandated by all governments in the world for every single gasoline and diesel-powered vehicle. I'm Dave Jackson, editorial writer here at Stockhouse Media, along with fellow writer and podcaster Omri Wallach.
Hello.
This podcast is part of our Metals and Mining Sector interview series, and our mission going forward is to help investors and listeners understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. Joining us today are palladium expert panelists Harry Barr, Chairman and CEO of New Age Metals, Inc., Kerry Knoll, Executive Chairman and Director of Generation Mining Limited, and Dr. Bill Stone, PGM expert and New Age Metals consultant. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us today on the Stock Talk podcast. So, Harry, if we can start off with you, a February 2019 Fortune article detailed why palladium is now more valuable than gold, having risen by more than 50% since August 2018. Can you explain to our investor audience, why this precious metal is now the heavy hitter in the PGM marketplace?
Yes, there are a few points to consider that have led to the upward price movement in palladium. Emission legislation, which is being tightened in Europe and Asia, is heading to the increasing demand of PGMs that we're seeing through higher loadings of the metals in auto catalysts. Even though sales of vehicles and internal combustion engines are slowing, the increase in emission standards are driving the increase in demand. There is in large part due to the desirable physical properties of palladium that make it a key critical component of auto catalysts. Johnson Matthey, a leading producer of auto catalysts, produces yearly reports on PGMs and demand, wrote in this year's report, there is a long-term discrepancy between supply and demand of palladium, mainly due to expansion in auto catalyst demand. Productions of PGMs, palladium included predominantly, originate from Russia and South Africa. However, each of these countries experience frequent political and social upheavals. Additionally, mining in these countries is becoming more expensive due to the increasing age and depth of the mines and the increasing wages, health, and safety standards. So it's certainly my opinion that North America is a much safer and more stable jurisdiction for mining, which is why the two operating palladium mines on the continent have recently been acquired by South African companies.
Thank you. Moving on to Kerry. Stockhouse has previously published an article for Generation Mining titled, "The World's Hottest Metal Found Right Here in Ontario." Why do you believe that palladium is so hot given its relatively limited industrial applications?
The reason that it's hot is obviously the price has gone up, and the reason the price has gone up is because, as Harry was saying, the loadings on each car in China and Europe have been increasing, but mine production has not been increasing. In fact, it's been flat for the last several years. The market in palladium is roughly 10 million ounces a year. Of that, about 7 million comes from mining and about 3 million comes from recycling. So with no increase in mine production, you have had some increase in recycling, maybe around 200,000 to 400,000 ounces increase per year. But that eventually is going to hit a plateau as the last of the old converters are dug out of the junkyards and recycled. So you have a situation where you have government legislated increases in palladium loadings in every gasoline powered car. And on the other side, you've got no increase in supply. So that can only mean less car sales or higher prices, and that's why you've had the high prices.
So, Dr. Stone, beyond catalytic converters and jewelry, what are the real-world future applications for palladium?
The real-world applications include the chemical sector, where it's used. Palladium is used in the production of hydrogen peroxide. It's also used as a catalyst in fuel cells technology, in electronic resistors and dental alloys. And a future application is as a catalyst in cold fusion reactors.
Going back to Harry now, we focused a lot on palladium so far, but it's far from the only PGM in the market. Where do you see the platinum market heading in the future?
Well, I think up is where it's going to be at. Traditionally, platinum has always been priced at a premium to palladium and certainly gold. Like palladium, platinum is a precious metal with industrial uses, but is used as a tool for investment more frequently than palladium. And I think it's better known than palladium. The platinum market also benefits from the metal's common use in jewelry. However, in the last couple of years, the platinum jewelry consumption has fallen in key Asian markets. And I think they're using a little bit more gold now, but that probably will change too. Long term, however, it is likely that platinum will increasingly be used in fuel cell electric vehicles, as the technology behind fuel cells requires a considerable amount of that metal. And I think it's better known as a precious metal than palladium is.
Carrie, how do PGMs like palladium fit in an automotive industry with rising emission standards and electric vehicle usage? Should there be cause for some sort of concern here?
The two things that you mentioned, emission standards and electric vehicles, are going to have polar opposite effects on the palladium market. Emission standards are increasing and going to continue to increase. They're already fairly high in North America, but Europe is increasing them through to 2022, China to 2021, and they've announced that they're probably going to have a higher emission standard coming in after that. And when we say emission standards, it reflects on how much of the nitrous oxide and how much of the carbon monoxide is scrubbed out of a car's exhaust system. So the more palladium you have in a car, the more gases you're going to be able to scrub out. And so what's happened in cars is they've gone from, say, 3 grams per automobile in China to 5 grams. And that could be going in the next several years to, say, 7 grams, according to the experts that I've spoken to. So as far as emission standards go, that's going to consume more and more palladium as time goes on. Electric vehicle usage is the opposite. As electric cars come in, those cars don't use palladium, or they don't use very much of it. So when an electric car replaces a gasoline-powered car, that's going to be taking palladium usage off the market. But there's a real big but on the interim of that, and that is hybrid cars. Hybrid cars actually use slightly more palladium than a regular gasoline car. And that's because the catalytic converter doesn't start converting the gases until it warms up. And as you know, hybrids go on and off frequently, so they don't stay as hot, and therefore they need more palladium to do the same job as a regular gasoline car. So in the transition to electric cars, you're going to see actual increases in palladium in the hybrid cars. The other thing to remember is that electric vehicle usage, while it's much talked about, and I've been involved in the lithium market as well, and so I've been following this for over 10 years, as the electric vehicle market is taking over from gasoline, it's going to take a very long time. Deloitte this year came out with a very, very good article on where they're projecting gasoline cars to be replaced by electric cars and by hybrids. And they're saying in 11 years from now, in 2030, they expect about 20% of the cars to be either hybrid or electric. So you're still going to have 80 million cars on the planet sold each year that are going to require palladium and catalytic converters. So I don't see the electric vehicle short term affecting the market that much. I think in the long, long term, looking 20 to 30 years out, yeah, it could be a totally different.
Thank you, Carrie. Next question for Dr. Stone. What is the market supply and demand situation for palladium and PGMs right now? And going off that, where do you expect it to head in the future?
Well, according to Johnson Matty, The palladium supply in 2019 is forecast to rise 2% to approximately 7 million ounces, whereas the palladium demand in 2019 is forecast to rise 9% to approximately 7.8 million ounces, and that includes the metals recovered from recycling. Palladium has been in deficit since about 2011, 2012, and that's going to continue. For platinum, somewhat similar. Supply is forecast to rise 2% to about 6.2 million ounces, whereas platinum demand is forecast to rise 9% to approximately 6.3 million ounces, including metals recovered from recycling. So as previously noted by Johnson Matty, the long-term discrepancy between supply and demand for platinum metals is forecast due to the rising autocatalyst demand and increased PGM loading with the implementation of stricter auto emission regulations worldwide. Replacement of the current fleet of hydrocarbon-powered vehicles by electric vehicles globally could take decades, as Kerry just mentioned.
Well, that's great information, gentlemen. Now, if there's anything we've overlooked that you'd like to add to the podcast, feel free, especially about fuel cell technology, which I have a special interest in since it goes back to the Gemini space program. So, gentlemen, if you have anything else you'd like to add to it.
Well, the fuel cell technology actually goes back to World War II, so it goes back quite a ways. Even further, yes, the submarines that were operated in during the war, some of the latter ones, the later ones, were operated using fuel cell technology to allow them to remain submerged for longer.
And is there anything on the palladium market that we've missed or that anyone wants to chime in on or lend their expertise on?
Yeah, I'd like to say something. The on future mine increases that are scheduled, there really aren't any. When I say not any, there's Ivanhoe's Platreef deposit in South Africa is under construction and going into production, but it's only going to add about 200,000 ounces of palladium a year when it finally gets into production, and that's only about 2% of the total market. In Norilsk in Russia is doing a 15% expansion, which is going to add 400,000 or 500,000 ounces over the next 7 years to annual production. So that's about another 4% of the world market. So you don't really, and those are it. There's nothing else under construction. There's a few feasibility studies out there that are planned, but they haven't gotten the go-ahead. They don't have the financing. So I don't really see any ability of the mining industry to make up the supply deficit.
Well, thank you very much, Kerry, and thank you, everyone. A big thanks to everyone, our whole panel of palladium experts, for offering your insight and joining us on Stock Talk today. Palladium is a PGM metal that's been often overlooked next to its more publicized big brothers like gold, silver, and platinum. But palladium offers investors an intriguing option given its scarcity, importance in new green technologies, and from what you just heard on the panel today, very good outlook moving forward. Again, thank you to everyone. My name is Omri Wallach.
And I'm Dave Jackson.
And we're for Stockhouse Media. We hope you've enjoyed today's Stock Talk Metals and Mining podcast and found it informative and helpful.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.